Looking at my brand, like, is this setting me up for like where I want to be in 10 years? Not saying that your brand has to stay with you for 10 years, but like you want to get honest with yourself and ask yourself those bigger vision questions, because if your goal is to be an online business, your brand is going to be so, so important.
Hey there, I'm Emily Steele, and I help local business owners turn their pie in the sky visions into amazing money-making realities. After working with hundreds of local brands, I created this podcast to give local business owners even more tools to build a simply irresistible brand. I'm ready to be your personal point guard and assist you in all your business endeavors, one interview, episode, and idea at a time. Together, we'll tackle the topics that you need help with the most to make your brand a force to be reckoned with on all fronts. Through interviews with other awesome business owners and experts who are currently crushing it, to tip-focused episodes centered around need-to-know topics like social media and email marketing, we'll span the entrepreneurial horizon and provide you with the resources you need to take your brand straight to the top and then some. Let's do this.
Hey, Bree. Welcome to Local Delinquent. I'm so excited you're here and just so grateful to have an opportunity to chat with you in real life. I feel like it's really only happened in the DMs or emails for the last like couple of years, which I love, but seeing you face to face and just chatting on the podcast today is going to be great. I'm grateful to have someone in my corner who knows so much about brand design, and I trust you so much. And so I'm excited to introduce you to listeners and what your process is like and what the heck branding even means, because it feels so ambiguous sometimes. So let's just dive in by introducing yourself, what you do in the world, and yeah, tell our listeners about you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. So excited. I love to do podcast interviews. Like, this is totally right up my alley. Like you said, I'm Bree, and I own a small design company called Bright and Made. And our primary focus is on branding, but we also offer like web design and all the other wonderful things that come along with branding. And so yeah, been doing this for the last like 3 or so years. So yeah.
And you have done so much different work. And what I love is when I first kind of met you, you were just getting started. And I was kind of just getting started with another business too, brand launch. I think that was about the same time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And it was so fun. I was just like, oh, she like gets what I'm saying. And you like brought it to life. And so I've been working with you on different things and sending some of my clients your way. And I'm like, please do her stuff too. What's been really fun for me too is just watching your evolution of being kind of like one-to-one service provider to kind of expanding to different products and soon to be course too. So I'm excited to talk about that. But let's dive into brand first. So you've obviously had a lot of experience with this. And I feel like a lot of times what I hear from people is like, you know, like I need a new logo on a new website. And they think like that's like the cure-all thing. Where I think branding is so much more than a logo and website. So let's break that down a little bit. Tell me if you agree.
Yes, 100%.
So what is branding to you?
I think branding is just like the visual representation that makes up your business, right? And it's really how you like put yourself out into the world. Like it's the first impression when people like stumble across, you know, anything that they might be, you know, meeting you on, even if it's in person, whether like you're dressed on brand and to like Instagram and all of the different social media apps, like how do you show up and what does it feel like? Like, how does it make people feel? So ultimately, I think branding is like an entire feeling in a way that you put your business out into the world. And so obviously, I think, like you said, it can't just be done through a logo or just a website, but rather those are pieces of your brand.
So what do you think a brand can say about a business? Because it's based on feelings too. So what if I stumble upon your brand, like on Instagram, what do you think that says about you, for example?
Yeah. So I feel like my brand is very, it's definitely like my goal is to try to make people feel happy and positive and like uplifted, but not in like a super cheesy way either. It's kind of like that mix between like feeling bright and happy, but not like over the top neon, if that makes sense. But definitely, no, I think just like it's, you want someone to like have a feeling, yes, but it's also kind of like how you, I guess, also like visualize yourself. And so obviously I want people to see that I am very creative and that I can design in different styles, but ultimately that I have a very specific visual look. And I think people can tell that based off of like the work that I do, but also just the way that I dress, the way that I style my house. Like everything, I think, even my dogs are within like my color palette. So
it's true.
I think it's definitely like just a larger thing than like you were saying, like just a singular logo or element.
Mm-hmm. And it does make such a strong first impression. There are so many people, even like the simplest thing where they're like, their logo doesn't fit in a circle, but it fit in a square. So it's like cut off on Instagram. And like, we're like, that just gives you like anxiety inside. You're just like, what are you doing? But it also stresses me out too, because I'm like, you just like potentially lost credibility within like a millisecond because you didn't pay attention. To me, that just says you're not paying attention to your brand. So how would you pay attention to me as a customer?
100%. And I think when people don't value their brand, it's like, do you value then your business? Because like, if you want people to invest in you and spend money with you, like you have to be able to put your best foot forward. You know, I think it's kind of like, I don't know, just like the whole experience of Target versus Walmart. I love to go into Target because I walk in and I feel that it's already like this very beautiful, like the way that they've redone like the shopping arrangement is like, it's for the customer. Whereas like when I go in Walmart, I get overwhelmed really easily and I feel like there's chaos everywhere. And not to hate on Walmart or anything like that, but it's definitely like, I don't know, like I feel like if you, like I said, like you can't expect people to spend money with you if you can't like have something that looks freaking legit. And why wouldn't you want to make a good first impression? Because I think, you know, first impressions are everything. And a lot of that does go with your branding.
Yeah. Like, what do you hear when people are like, I'm not going to do it? Do you think it comes down to like people don't want to pay for it? Or do you think people just have prioritized other things? Or what do you hear kind of in the design space? Like, why are people not doing it?
Yeah. I think most people, like, especially I would say younger business owners, they definitely want to put their best foot forward because I think they understand just like the power of visuals and social media. Maybe the older generation feels a little bit different just because I think this is a newer trend with online businesses. But I do think, you know, any hesitations I get is obviously one investment. You know, I get when people are first starting out and I don't necessarily think you need to have this like amazing branding when you're first starting out. I mean, it depends on a few factors. Like if you can't afford it, like there's ways to have something like pre-made or kind of starting off smaller where it's maybe not a fully custom design, but it still works and it still like looks good. Mm-hmm. And then once you like, you know, are to a point where you can invest, then like I totally, you know, don't see why not. So I think investing is one. And then the other is I think people oftentimes are so stuck on wanting to have a really amazing website, but they don't understand that in order to get to the amazing website, you have to have a brand. I think oftentimes they just assume like, well, my website is where it's like my storefront, you know, it's where everyone is going to essentially like find me online. And yes, it is your like own little like online home. But then what about when your customer clicks off of your website and goes to your Instagram? Or what about if you have like a brick and mortar or if they see you in person? Like there's still other pieces of that. And also like it's impossible personally for me to design a website without a brand just because the whole website comes from the brand. And so it's like putting a cart in front of a horse. Like it's just not like in the right order.
And I think like maybe some people think, oh, well, like Bree, she just, you know, designs and builds websites and things like that. But what I really think that when I've, you know, started an engagement with you, especially with like Love Local, you have a really thorough questionnaire and process that you put people through. So can you talk a little bit about like, what are you asking people who are coming on board to work with you?
So I think like, to me, good design is not just about how something looks, but it's how something also works, right? And so in order to properly design for someone, I need to understand their business. Like I want to know the ins and outs of your business. I want to know where you want to be in, you know, 5 years and how can like a better brand help get you there? Because if I don't know all of these things, then like I'm not going to be able to set your business up for success ultimately. And I also want to understand, you know, your audience, because yes, your branding is a visual representation of you, but if it doesn't accurately speak to the types of people that you want to work with or purchase from you, then it's also just not going to work. And therefore you're not going to get much return on your investment. And so really getting strategic about that. And also too, thinking about like your competitors and thinking about like what other people are in this space and just making sure that like your branding doesn't look identical to theirs, because we want to make sure that things feel different. And I think oftentimes business owners love to look to their competitors because it just makes sense. You know, you're just like, what are they doing? Let's do that. It's like, no, let's be you. So I just want to know all of those things. That way we can really build and design a brand that is strategic and also looks really awesome.
Yep. I love that. So I got to know you, I feel like, in like a Facebook group back in 2018 or something. But like then I like started following you on Instagram and then just kind of watched this journey of you. You know, you are working with probably some local brands to start. Is that true? Like it kind of, that's how a lot of times things get started.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it was still a mix. I think you guys were though one of my very first clients, and I remember receiving your inquiry and I just like jumped. I was still like working at my 9 to 5, I think. And I think you were too at the time, because I remember we met and you were talking about.
Probably.
Oh yeah. But yeah, no, I just got so, so excited. And I feel like part of it isn't very linear either, because I did have the wedding paper goods company fly over before Brighton Made. So that I feel like helped kind of like get some local clients, just because people knew that I did like wedding invitations. And so anyways, but I do feel like it was kind of a mix, but it was definitely like harder for me to find business owner clients, because when I started flyover, I felt like it was super easy because all my friends were getting married. Like I knew brides, right? And they were super easy to connect with. But then when it came into like, oh, how do I find business owners? Like this is so foreign to me. So it just took some like, you know, getting used to and kind of figuring out like what works and what doesn't. But
so you have on the Instagram, which is the perfect place for a brand like yours for sure. And like everyone, I do feel like any brand can be successful on Instagram. It's one of like the top two things I tell every local business owner. You have to have an Instagram because it's so easy to like search and connect with people. But you have taken Instagram to like a new level. And I would say you could tell me like, how is it working for your business? Because it seems like it's working.
No, Instagram is definitely like the main driving force of how people find us. And it's a free platform. I think a lot of times Instagram gets a bad rep just because things are always changing with the algorithm and all the things. But honestly, like you said, like I could not recommend it enough. Every single time I'm traveling somewhere or I'm even just like new things are popping up in our city, like I always immediately go look them up on Instagram. And then right away I can judge whether or not I want to actually go there and like buy from them or if I don't. Yeah. It's just like, if you're not on Instagram, then I start questioning like, wait, what is this, a legit business?
Instagram is your barometer, huh?
It is. Yes. Yeah. And also their branding as well. But yeah. So no, Instagram has been amazing. And I think just kind of like growing up in Des Moines, I always was told like, oh, you want to study graphic design? That's great. You're going to have to move to LA or New York City. And at the time I did want to live in a big city and I did want to move away from home. But as I kind of like graduated college and then ended up working in at what I thought was my dream job in Des Moines, you know, I kind of obviously was like placed here. And then I started realizing like, oh, wait, I can actually market myself online, still live near family in a city that I love and still be able to work with cool clients that are in California, but then also work with really awesome people that are like right here in my city. So I just would never be able to do that if it wasn't for Instagram or social media.
Yeah. And you've really dove into Pinterest. Is that true?
Pinterest was something that I didn't put a ton of focus on in the beginning because I didn't realize like that you could actually get a lot of like site traffic and people on Pinterest, but turns out you can. And I think Pinterest is great because obviously like anytime a small business owner is wanting to brand or rebrand, where do they go? They go to Pinterest. And so if they find my work and they're pinning my work, then they're like, wait, who is this chick? I'm going to check her out. They go to my website, you know, you see how this happens. But I do think though with Pinterest, the difference with like Instagram is I feel like I'm able to make more of like a connection.
Yeah.
Whereas Pinterest is solely just based off of my work. There isn't that like personality there. So I mean, pros and cons, because the other thing is like my pins obviously live on forever. And so there is no sort of like constant hustle of like all my content dies in 24 hours, like it does on Instagram. So yeah, definitely pros and cons. But at the same time too, like there's people on Instagram who might be following me now and they're not ready to hire me, you know, for another year. Like I've had that happen so many times where they've been following me forever, but then they might not reach out right away. It might be after, you know, more of that connection has been made or they're ready to like up level their business. So
yeah. And I'm really glad we brought up Pinterest because I would say like a lot of local business owners I've talked to over the last like 5 to 10 years have been like, oh yeah, I'm going to start like pinning for my local business. I'm like, that probably doesn't make sense for a local brand. Like
no.
It's when you're trying to reach a larger audience and really, I mean, it's perfect for what you're doing, frankly, because you can work with anyone from wherever. But when people start getting on Pinterest and sometimes even start blogging in kind of this like really local space, I'm like, probably not the best way to spend your time. Like hop onto Instagram and start building relationships with people and creating content that really connects you with people. And I think you've shown up in Instagram and like, obviously you take time to display your work and like how it comes to life, but you really been intentional about building relationships with people and sharing like the things you care about and value. So you post like legit every day, right? Like at least on your grid. Like, so how do you hold yourself accountable in a certain way? Like tell the people in the world that are just like, I can't, I'm struggling. Like what's your secret? You have a secret?
Yeah. I mean, like with anything though, you have to be consistent if you want to see results. So you can't post once and be like, nobody liked it. Well, yeah, because you only did it one time. Like you have to do it more than once and you have to be able to like show up and put yourself out there. And like the thing with the algorithm, like it's recommend, you don't have to post like 15,000 times a day, but posting once a day is the ultimate goal. Granted, yes, there are some days I don't post, but I do try to post every single day, at least during the week. And then I'll usually maybe do one post on the weekends. That's kind of my general rule of thumb. And it's just something that I've stuck to. I guess like once you start to build that into your morning routine or, you know, however works best for you. But like for me, it's always been a part of my morning routine. Granted though, like Sunday nights, I'm weird. I like to work on Sunday nights. It just helps like prep me for the week. I'd rather take Friday afternoon off and work on a Sunday night than the other way around. But essentially on Sundays, I'll kind of go through like, okay, these are the like projects I want to share this week, or this is the type of post that I want to do. And I'll just kind of map it out because that helps me not be like frantically like, what do I post today? I don't have anything to post. So when you're like building up your content, I think it's a lot easier to do it more frequently. And then whether or not you want to like sit down and actually write out all of your captions, like and batch work them, or if you kind of want to do it on the fly, I'll be honest, I'm kind of more on the fly, but mm-hmm. Not necessarily the best practice, but I do like to also make like my posts feel very true to like the season that I'm in and the moment that I'm in. And I feel like if I have a ton of content pre-written, it might not actually be like authentic to like me right now.
Yeah, I definitely see the value of kind of batching things. So if I ever have like some really great photos or just things I really want to be sure to share at some point, I just drop them in Planoly and allow myself to kind of visually see what's down the pike, but knowing that like it doesn't have to happen tomorrow, but maybe it could happen in a week. And I don't want to forget because like that's the thing for me. I really want to share this with people, but then I like move on. And so I make sure to like put it in Planoly. And if no one's heard, or if you haven't heard of Planoly before, it's just another kind of Instagram planning, like Hootsuite. There's so many out there. I really like that because you can see your posts before they get published. So you can see.
Yeah, I do that too. And that helps me kind of like map out like the future posts and like, oh, this like project would fit really well next to this one or
yeah.
Hey, Local to Legend listener, we'll get back to the show in just a minute, but I wanted to take 15 seconds to invite you to a 5-day mini course that I created just for you. It's called Launch Your List, and it's all about using email marketing to grow your local business. We offer step-by-step, snackable trainings, so you have all the support you need to start, build, and grow a thriving list of people ready to buy from you the minute you hit send. If you want to join, just visit www.love-local.co/launch-your-list to register. It's totally free. That's www.love-local.co/launch-your-list. All right, let's get back to the show.
One of the things that has you really excited about this podcast series, Local to Legend, is this idea of talking about what it looks like to go from local and like your story isn't necessarily like you started with this local brand. Like you've been working with people all over, but what you have done is really expanded your offerings. And I think that's really exciting for people who may be tuning in who are designers who just work with local people. You've taken your expertise and your passion and you've turned things into actual physical products. So you've like stepped into a little bit of e-commerce and pretty soon you'll be offering online education. And this is what really, really excites me for local business owners, especially when like coronavirus hit and everyone had shut down. And people didn't have a backup plan because they hadn't thought through different revenue streams or maybe ways to make up what was missing in one area. And so what I love that you're kind of diving into is, you know, kind of stretching beyond this one-to-one, exchanging time for money sort of gig that so many people will do probably for the rest of their lives, but think inside like, I want to do so much more. I want to impact more people. So have you always known you wanted to have products, and what is the products you have right now?
No, I mean, that was not something that I knew in the beginning for sure. Like to me, like my biggest goal in the beginning was just like, okay, I need clients. And then like, I got the clients and I was like, okay, now I'm kind of getting burnt out. Like, how do I ever take a real vacation? How do I ever someday have a maternity leave where I'm not just like making $0 that month? And so those were just like some hard conversations that I've kind of like had with myself. And I also just kind of thought like big picture, like what is like my dream, like for my business, like growing up. And I don't know at what point I figured out that this was my dream, but for some reason, I always just wanted to like have products like in Target or Anthropologie. Like, I don't know why that's just like has always been on my mind. And not to say that like that's happening because it's not, but I knew that I wanted my design business to be more than just solely for, you know, the high ticket service, right? And, you know, I knew too that like, there's only so many people that I can work with. My time is so limited. And I want to be able to help more people than just the few people that I get to work with each month. And so kind of thinking about that, and then also thinking about too, like, I feel like one of the reasons that my design business has grown so quickly is just the fact that I have a very specific style and look. And so I wanted to also be able to give something to people who maybe don't own a business and maybe they just follow me solely because they like my style. And so kind of thinking about those two things and like how I could merge them, I kind of just been playing around with different things. So one being a t-shirt collaboration with a local boutique, the Gemini Collective. And that was something that we had talked about a long time ago. I don't know. I think it was when she was first starting her business, and graphic tees to me are just like something that I personally love. But one thing that I struggle with is sometimes finding the perfect graphic tee because I'm like, well, do I like the saying? Do I like the font? Like, do I like the design? You know, classic graphic designer. So we were like, well, maybe we can just like make our own. And so we did. And obviously like a total learning experience, nothing like I've ever done before because all my work pretty much has just been very digital. Haven't really done much like tangible stuff. And then the other most recent thing was launching a print collection. So something I've just always been passionate about is, you know, my house and my home and like making my spaces feel very beautiful and like aesthetically appealing to me, because obviously like I work from home and then this whole year happened and I haven't really left my house. So basically, I just wanted to be able to offer something that could literally like brighten up a space and a wall. And again, kind of go back to the people that maybe like to follow me for my home decor, but not necessarily like they don't own a business or whatever it might be. So yeah, those two things. And then also, totally forgot to mention, I launched Instagram templates a year ago.
Going to remind you if you forgot.
I don't know why I forgot about that. At first, I started with Instagram story templates because kind of going back to the same realization of like, I can only work with so many brand clients and I feel like a lot of people struggle with social media. So what an awesome tool to have for people who can't quite afford fully custom branding, but they need help on their Instagrams. And so that was kind of where I started and created three different, like entirely different looks and feels so that there was truly something for everyone. And recently I actually put those on Creative Market and they have been going crazy. So yeah, it's kind of motivating me to get more stuff on Creative Market. I don't know. Do you know what Creative Market is?
Definitely bought from, like, I found a couple of fonts I really wanted for a specific project I was working on. I've used like their Canva templates for presentations. I love creative marketplace.
Yeah.
You're on there.
No, it's super exciting because I feel like more and more people, a lot of business owners go there when they're looking for templates or elements or things that they can't maybe necessarily create on their own, but they have a need for. And so, yeah, they've been going really well. And I'm hoping to, it's like motivated me to get more items on there just because I didn't realize like, oh, people actually buy templates on here. Okay. But yeah, just really kind of trying to play around with, like I said, like how I can scale my business beyond just like my time and also be able to impact more and more people because obviously there's no way I could work with everyone. And so just kind of seeing what that looks like. And, you know, I've learned a lot and, you know, there's still things that I want to keep on creating and doing. And so it's just kind of been a fun learning experience for me.
Okay. So tell us before we wrap up a little bit about how you're shifting into online education, because you haven't launched this thing you're building yet, but I was so excited to learn about it before we went live and would love for you to share with people listening.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of just like my whole Instagram like presence, I built up so many followers with other designers and, you know, people just asking questions because that's just natural. Like you always follow people in your industry. It's just what you do. And for me, I always felt like I had something to teach, especially once I became friends with other designers, because I was like, I started to learn like, oh, not everyone knows this. And to me, I always just assumed people knew all of the things that I know. And that's not always the case. But at the same time, too, I was always hesitant about entering like the education like industry, just because I'm like, do I even have anything to share? How can I be different? But anyways, I got over that whole idea inside of my head that I didn't have anything new or relevant to share and got really excited to launch a course dedicated towards Instagram and specifically Instagram for designers and how they can truly build the design business of their dreams through Instagram. Just because that has been, like I mentioned earlier, the number one driving force of my business. And so I want to teach other designers how they can do the same and how they can build, you know, more of a personal brand that I think will also adapt with them for the years to come. Because, you know, let's say they also in the future want to sell t-shirts and not do design work anymore. Great. Now you have an audience of loyal, dedicated fans on Instagram that are going to gladly spend their dollars with you no matter where you pivot into. So that is what is to come. Obviously a little bit nervous, but super excited to like finally dive into, you know, something that I'm passionate about and finally like, I don't know, feeling like confident enough that I can share with everyone. So
there's so much of like, am I really like the, supposed to be a teacher, right? Like, cause we need to be teachers and you're like, who am I to do this? Right. Shouldn't I have like some sort of qualification or years of experience or whatever? But I found like when I went into beta to test like local business foundations, like people said yes. And I was like, really? Okay. Doing this. And it relaunched and more people said yes. And it's like, cool. Like I now have an asset within my company that I can keep tweaking and investing in and sharing in different ways. And like, it's just such a cool tool to now have that is impacting so many people and, you know, doesn't require a lot of time now. Like in the upfront, like, oh my gosh, the amount of time building slides and like all of the things, like it's a ton of time. So I never want to dismiss like the amount of energy that goes into this, but once it's done and it's working and it's selling, like then you can really like to a degree, put it on autopilot.
No, totally. And I think another thing that I was just like thinking about, I forget, someone said this somewhere, but they talked about like how much money we invest into like college educations. I think about like what I learned and now like some of like the other online courses I've taken and like how they have drastically changed my business. But it's just so interesting when you compare it to investing in a college education, because the courses that you can buy versus like the dollars that you're going to spend, not saying that you shouldn't, you know, get a college education, but just kind of thinking of it in terms of that, it's just like so crazy to me. Yeah.
And it's so specific. What I love about content is like most of it's talking to a very specific person or audience. Like you are talking to fellow designers like about Instagram, like boom, like that is a topic that will resonate with so many people very specifically, where obviously like a college education, like liberal arts, like you're getting such like a diverse array.
Yeah.
You're required to take, but you're like, Like one of my first classes was like a class on like chronic pain. I'm like, I'm a marketing student. Like, what am I doing here? Like, but I was required to take it. And I was just like, this isn't, like, I don't want this. But, you know, I will say that is something I definitely battled with. I'm like, was this really worth it? I think at the end of the day, yes, like the degree was worth it for all the relationships and like some of the like basics I learned around marketing and stuff. But, oh, the course stuff, I totally agree with. And I can't encourage people enough. Like if you have a curiosity about something, there's a course out there for it.
Totally. And it's just like so mind blowing to me. Like I just didn't realize that like you can actually like teach people stuff without any sort of like degree in teaching, because I definitely do not. But everyone I think just has something. And that's like another like thing I've had to kind of overcome, is just like everyone does have something like that they are so like, that is their genius that they are so good at, and they know so well, and they don't even realize that other people don't know it. Yeah, I think that was like also like one of my hesitations with just getting into this, because I'm like, I don't know what people don't know. Like, yeah. And so you just kind of have to assume that they don't know anything. Yeah.
For someone like you, my natural thought would be like, oh, you're teaching people how to do design like you. But to me, I think what makes you really unique and designers, interior designers, graphic designers in general, is like you have your own way of seeing the experience. And like, I'm sure you can teach your process to a degree, but like art and creativity is very hard to replicate. So like, to me, I can't imagine people have like a lot of success in like emulate, like anyone want to teach people how to emulate your brand, like it's yours. Right. So
it is. No, that's a really interesting point though, because when I was first like, okay, I want to create a course, but I have no idea what about, I was thinking about like my two audiences, and it's like, okay, business owners or designers. And I'm like, well, business owners, I guess I could teach them like how to design, but also like, I think that just sounds like, to me, it sounded like such a headache. Cause again, I'm like, what do they know? What do they not know? Probably nothing, which like, then it's like I would almost rather just like give them like a pre-made brand. I feel like they would get more out of that than like trying to learn how to become a designer. Cause like, unless their goal is to become a designer, I don't really see the value of, mm-hmm, learning my whole process. Like, just because to me, like that would take so much time to teach. And yeah, then for them to learn that, you know, it just didn't totally like sit with me. But that was a thought that I had, because I was like, how do I teach people this? I don't know that I can.
Yeah. And maybe at some point you do break down the overall like process of starting like a design company like you have. Like there's a really, like, I know you have some really great systems in place. You've talked about like deadlines, and like, I know you really use like Dubsado super well, like your CRM. So there are elements that you've really like honed in on that have made your business more efficient and probably more profitable. But like the creative part of it, I think, is what would be really hard to teach for sure. So mm-hmm, I love this conversation. One thing I wanted to kind of wrap up my final thought is like coming back to kind of that local business owner. When it comes to where they're at on the journey, some of them like want to stay small and be like the legend in their own local community. Some of them, you know, want to grow and be a legend like worldwide, but people get to kind of self-define what legend means to them. What can they do today to make sure they're really set up well to find success with their brand journey?
Yeah, I think it's just like so good to really like ask yourself like the hard questions of like, okay, looking at my brand, like, is this setting me up for like where I want to be in 10 years? Not saying that your brand has to stay with you for 10 years, but like you want to get honest with yourself and ask yourself like those bigger vision questions. Because if your goal is to be an online business and or like take your local business and expand to everywhere in the online community, like your brand is going to be so, so important. But at the same time, like you have to think like, okay, like, is this going to help me reach a new audience? Is it going to help me like pivot into this like industry that I want to be in? Or like, is what I have working for me? And so like, obviously I think sometimes it's like, I just want to rebrand. So yeah, let's do it. But if it's working for you, then like, you don't need to. Yeah. Where you want to be, you know, in the future, and kind of thinking about your business on that bigger picture vision rather than like right here and right now.
I love it. Forward thinking. Yeah. And just giving yourself space as a business owner to think like, where do I actually want to go? We get so caught up in the day to day, like, oh my gosh, I need to mail in that check or like pay this bill or book this on my calendar. And it's like, what are you working towards? Like, so if this can be a moment for someone to just be like, okay, step back, think 10 years from now and have that conversation internally or with someone you care about, like that is awesome. So, well, I'm super grateful you took the time to chat with me here and just like share your expertise on branding and how you've really been so intentional about your growth and kind of experimenting with different things. I think this will be really inspiring to people who are in your space, like what you do, but also to people who, yeah, are just people in general who are growing a business and like want to learn ways that they can diversify their income stream. So thank you for being on the podcast today.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It was awesome to chat with you.
You just listened to the Local to Legend podcast. We share new episodes every week, so make sure to subscribe and visit www.localtolegendpodcast.com for the latest. Now, I've also created a free 5-day launch your list mini course. Just visit www.love-local.co/launch-your-list. It's totally free. And also, if you want to spread the love, you're welcome to share this episode on Instagram so other people can come and get this info too. Tag me at emily.steele and at love.local so I can get to know you more. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.